Individuals are less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease if they feel they have greater meaning in their lives. This finding may lead to development of new treatments for the disease. Alzheimer's is one of the most dreaded diseases of aging, as someone gradually loses touch with reality.
As people get older, their risk of developing Alzheimer's increases, and when you think about the functions that limit living independently and autonomously, loss of cognition is one of the major ones.
Neurologist Aaron Buckman adds that as the aging population increases, treating and preventing Alzheimer's is a priority. He wondered if feeling that one's life has meaning might have an impact on Alzheimer's. Having a purpose in life has been associated with other positive health outcomes.
People with high purpose in life have a lower risk of dying. We know that they also have a lower risk of developing disability, and their rate of motor decline is slower as well.
Buckman and his colleagues at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago assessed purpose of life in 900 seniors who had an average age of 80. Their purpose in life score was based on their level of agreement to statements like, "I feel good when I think about what I have done in the past and what I hope to do in the future." Participants were also examined clinically each year for signs of Alzheimer's or mild dementia.
We found that people with high purpose in life at the beginning of the study had about a 2.5 times lower risk of developing dementia as compared to somebody with low purpose in life. Having high purpose in life seems to be associated with a lower risk of developing cognitive difficulties as people age.
Buckman says the study's findings indicates that strategies to prevent the onset of Alzheimer's and dementia need to focus on increasing seniors' feelings of purpose in life. Encouraging them to volunteer, stay active, and involved may not only enhance their health and well-being today, but keep them active and involved longer in the future. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Philip Gratzer.